That Great Business Show, Ireland's best business podcast.
Welcome to episode 161 of That Great Business Show, where we bring you more great tips, insights, and unique business opportunities on every episode, delivered in our commute-friendly package, thanks to our sponsor, Daft.ie, Ireland's number one property website. If you're looking for your first home, or maybe you're looking to upsize or downsize, make sure you visit daft.ie to find the next place you call home.
If it's for sale, it's on daft.ie, Ireland's number one property website. Whether you're looking for your first home or planning your next move, make sure you're on daft.ie, the best place to buy or sell in Ireland.
Travel to Connecticut, USA with Aer Lingus service to Bradley International Airport. With the daily flights from Dublin to Hartford, we make business travel to Connecticut easy. Save time with US pre-clearance, enjoy Aer Lingus award-winning flight service, and experience the convenience of Bradley International Airport, perfectly situated for your travel needs. Learn more and plan your next business trip at aerlingus.com.
I'm Conal O'Moran, Fáilte. Are you dreaming of expanding your business into the vast US market? Then you must sign up to our podcast, as we will be recording about 16 interviews, maybe more, with people who want you to set up in the US, people who have already taken that big leap, and really good people who do not want you to fail. You'll learn great tips like why, when doing business in the States, they really, really don't care about your granny. They just want to talk business and get on with it. And that's a great reason to sign up to the podcast, so we can send you your personal copy directly to the inbox every week. If you do that now, then you'll be in a chance for winning two direct flights to Hartford, Connecticut, thanks to Aer Lingus. Yep, that's simple. And as always, all our tips and insights are brought to you thanks to daft.ie, Ireland's number one property website, the best place to buy or sell your home in Ireland. Now, over the years, I think I've interviewed maybe 4,000, maybe way more than that, businesses. Most of them are startups that we love. I'm frequently asked what my favorites or standouts are, and I answer honestly that I love them all. Entrepreneurs and their stories is what gets me out of bed in the morning. But of course, there have been standouts. Amongst them is one of the best grafters and grinders that I have ever come across. Annalise Duffy was on episode 21 with me. That's more than 2.5 years ago, when she told us of her dream to re-establish cloth manufacturing in Ireland. Since then, as we do, we have kept in constant contact with Annalise to see if she was getting closer to realizing her dream. And it was a great pleasure this week to read her announcement that her Fashion Connect Ireland has been launched. It's the first specialist contract training and support centre to help reinvigorate the clothing manufacturing sector in Ireland. Annalise Duffy, welcome back to That Great Business Show, and congratulations, you've made it.
Imagine I've made it. Oh my goodness. Well, I don't know where to start. The first thing I suppose that I have to start right off the bat is to say, you're not going to believe the sponsors of this show, Daft.ie, just happen to be the Fallon brothers that just happen to be my cousins.
Well, I didn't.
Do you see? There
it's
you go.
A teeny little world.
It's a tiny, tiny little world.
I hope you love them. I love them.
Of course you love them. We all love them. Sure, it's an incredible website, I have to say. And that is not a plug, by the way.
Well, you're led to plug. Listen, but, you're not a business show.
But yeah, they are. And if the boys are listening to this, they're going to find this incredibly interesting, because it all stemmed from my love of clothing from our grandmother.
You told me this before, that you have seamstress in your fingertips, isn't that right?
That's correct. On my dad's side, my dad's mum and both theirs and mine, Auntie Brenda, started up a clothing brand in Dublin many, many moons ago.
Called.
Now, you see, you've caught me now. Listen, that's what? Oh, 16, a little bit more, longer than 50 years ago anyway, that's for sure. So if you're asking me for the name now, I don't know, ask the boys.
And go forward. What happened after that?
Okay, well, I grew up on the factory floor, really, pretty much.
You told me that you were like, were you 10 or 9 or 8 or something, that you were doing things?
Seven.
Yeah, I knew it was very, very, very young.
I started Here's another little secret. I don't really know how to use a domestic sewing machine. I know that's shocking to most people. I learned how to sew on industrial machines because my mum and dad just loved their business. It was children's wear clothing business. And I just wanted to be there. So I stopped getting into trouble around the factory, throwing stuff out of boxes and doing stuff. I sat down at a sewing machine and I started to sew. And before I knew it, I was working under really bad child labour laws in my parents' factory, making stuff that was going to be sold by my dad. So that was at 7.
So if you think about it, you were keeping yourself in bread and water. So that was a good thing.
I know.
And what was your dad's brand name, or what was he selling as?
Yeah, it was originally when I was in the early 70s, it was My Child Junior Fashions. And then it was continued on then into Laura D Design, which my mum has just retired from now in the past year or two. At age 83.
Good for you, Mom. Mm. Well done, you.
Yeah, incredible.
Is she unhappy retired? I'd say she's still out there with the sewing.
I probably shouldn't tell you the phone call that I had before I came in here given out to me because of something on a top that I was making that's gone into production now today. And she noticed that there was a thread from a photograph, by the way, noticed that there was a loose thread on one side of the sleeve.
I hope you told her that you can't get good photographers. Nothing to do with your
sewing.
There's
no such thing as airbrushing in this line of business. But yeah, so she's absolutely still involved, still giving me critiques and of course, look, really great support.
And you told me on episode 21, It is actually 2.5 years ago or even more, that you had this big vision. And the big vision was, tell me again.
Okay, so the big vision was, and is coming to fruition now, thank you very much, was that as part of the background, I suppose, in the job that I grew up in and the industry I grew up in, was a passion for not only fashion, but the people that were involved within that business.
You love
didn't
them, don't
really,
you?
I absolutely loved them. And they love me. Well, sometimes we'll skim over that little bit. But no, I always from an early age felt that, well, when I'm my own boss and when I have my own factory and when I have... The girls that work for me will always get cream cakes on a Friday and they'll always get on their own. Oh, yeah, really? Well, the girls that do work with me, because they don't work for me, we work together. We do have cream cakes on a Friday, every Friday for 10:30 break in the morning. So I did come true on a 7-year-old idea too.
And what is the difference between working with you and for you? Are they actually your employees, or are you a cooperative? Or
No. They are my employees, but in my mind, they are not my employees, because I genuinely believe that to become a brilliant brand, you need brilliant people. And it's not about the person who signs the checks. It's a collaborative process, and you can be as good a designer as you think that you can be, but it's the seamstresses and the technicians that turn a good designer into a brilliant designer.
And we will get on to the new business, but first of all, what you're actually talking about at the moment is your linen shirt company.
Yeah, my linen shirt company label. Yeah, that's where it actually all really grew from, this whole thing.
And how is that rocking at the moment? Because the product is supreme. It is gorgeous. It's just lovely. It's a fantastic Irish made product.
Thank you very much. Yeah, well, really, it's going extremely well. That's the first thing. We're moving into more retailers, both home and abroad, which is fantastic.
Who's backing you? Shout out for them.
Well, a big one for us would be Curated up in Kildare Village. They would be a fantastic collaborator within the business, because they're
a supporter.
Absolutely. We have Kilkenny Design Shops.
Evelyn Moynihan.
Yes, absolutely.
Good for her.
Which we have tried our best to align ourselves with retailers who believe in made in Ireland, produced in Ireland, supporting local economies. Then we've kept very much so towards our own ethos. So no, we aren't a brand for every single retailer in this country and further afield. We're absolutely not. But what we try to do is we try to find retailers that will believe in our ethos, and we will also believe in theirs. So it's very much so a team partnership with the people that we do work with.
And are you exporting?
Yes, we are. We're exporting from Bali to America.
No, you mean from Ireland to Bali, I hope.
From Ireland to Bali, from Ireland to America, from Ireland to Germany, from Ireland to the UK.
And how are they finding you, as in how are those customers finding you?
I don't know. Are they scary? They think I'm scary, is it? Or how do they find me? Well, they find me basically, I suppose the majority of them would find me through trade shows. So we would always be part of Craft Council of Ireland, DCCI, and we would do trade shows that were in conjunction with them to help us get the brand name out there. But fortunately, I do happen to have the best PR in the world on my side.
Give her a shout out. I know you just told me who she is.
I know. Well, how could I not? The woman is a superwoman and I'm never going to say otherwise.
And her name is?
Valerie Rowe.
Well done, Valerie Rowe.
She's incredible. She is.
Because when you were in with me, you did not have a PR working with you, did you?
No, I didn't.
And
no.
You were floundering?
Yeah. Do you know what? I think sometimes my belief is in you stay in your lane and you try and do what you're good at. And concentrate on that and surround yourself with people that can help your brand grow and help things work for you and put you, not necessarily in the best light, but be able to get you to places that you didn't envisage getting to. So and I just trust Valerie.
And what I see her handiwork in is in the magazines, the newspaper magazines and such, where you do actually have a great presence now. Yeah. And you know what? Now, don't cry. I feel proud for you because you came in here 2.5 years ago and like you were,
a bit nervous. Yeah.
And now I see, wow. Yeah. And your lovely models and the clothes and the cut and everything else. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Now, you're a grinder. You're a grafter. Sounds like a country and western song.
I am.
How hard are you working these days?
If I told you I was putting in a 12-hour day, that would probably be a bit of a lie. We're probably talking somewhere around 14, I would say, 7 days a week. But you know what? Honestly, it really isn't work. I kind of laugh the majority of the time saying, really? People call this a job? I'm just having fun.
I appreciate that. But when I ask that question, I'm asking it for a specific reason.
Yeah.
You and I, and lots of other people that I know, we like our work and we just keep working because, as you say, it's not work.
Yeah, it's not.
I sometimes wonder about other people who may be rule makers for us, who just don't have that attitude and they kind of get in the way. Mm. And I'm not sure that they really understand. When you say 14 hours, that is 5 times 4 is 20, 5 times 1 is 50, 70 hours a week.
All right, okay. I didn't even calculate it up like that. I just thought, okay.
On my maths.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people, I'm not going to specify, but just have any concept of how hard guys like you work.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what I think it is? So I have a very good friend of mine that I spoke to there last week only, and we were talking about setting boundaries and how do you set good boundaries between your work life and your home life balance and whatever which way. When you really like what you're doing, your boundaries, well, my boundaries anyway, might be slightly swayed towards one of the other, which I do completely understand that everybody involved around my personal life might find it a little bit on the crazy side, and that can be very annoying when I want to be going to bed at 10 o'clock and somebody says, do you want to watch a movie? Yeah, absolutely. No problem. Let's sit down with my daughter, for example, like last night. Let's watch a movie. And my phone rings. Is there any chance, Annalise, you could just tell me I'm looking for somebody to do something and I'm out that door and I'm up that stairs or I'm in wherever saying, yeah, let's talk about it now. You can talk to me tomorrow. No, let's do this now. I just like to do it.
A quick thing about your phone, because when I try to contact you, we have so much difficulties trying to contact you. Where are you based and why is there not a proper phone signal there?
Well, I tell you, between everything else, I am really a bit of a recluse. And I think sometimes creative people and people that have really a lot going on and a busy mind like to be out of a busy environment. So where I live is in the middle of a forest down in the middle of nowhere outside a place called Inishteague in County Kilkenny.
Which is meant to be very beautiful.
Which was famous for Circle of Friends, the movie. So as when somebody says, where do you live? And I go, you know that movie Circle of Friends? Well, I live there. And they go, oh, yeah. So So I live down there in the middle of a forest and it's just extremely quiet. So no mobile phone signal.
Oh, well, come on. Yeah, I know. This is 2023.
I do have Wi-Fi. Do you know? I have really strong Wi-Fi.
Good. Well, that's at least we can contact you on WhatsApp or whatever. Yeah. Now, that is where we've brought you up to the business now. I'm going to take a quick break because let's, after that, talk about the new business and what's going to happen.
That great business show.
De Facto, the revolutionary shaving oil, changing the face of shaving. For the smoothest shave of your life, just add water. No more lathering up or cleaning up afterward. Just add a few drops of water and you're ready to go. De Facto's blend of all natural oils hydrates and protects your skin. No more razor burns or irritation. A spa treatment for your face. Perfect for all skin types and lasts so much longer than traditional foams or gels. De Facto, a shaving revolution. Just add water. Available from selected pharmacies and from defactoshave.com.
Are you buying or selling a home? If it's for sale, it's on daft.ie, Ireland's number one property website.
Travel to Connecticut, USA with Aer Lingus service to Bradley International Airport. With the daily flights from Dublin to Hartford, we make business travel to Connecticut easy. Save time with US pre-clearance, enjoy Aer Lingus award-winning flight service, and experience the convenience of Bradley International Airport, perfectly situated for your travel needs. Learn more and plan your next business trip at aerlingus.com.
All that great business show advertisers are Team GBS approved. Back them.
And I am here now again with Annalise Duffy, she of the Linen Shirt Company, but also of her brand new launch, the Fashion Connect Ireland. I don't know what you call it, Annalise. Is it a Fashion Connect Ireland organization, a consortium? What do you call it?
It's really a hub, a fashion hub.
Meaning?
Meaning that what Fashion Connect Ireland, the whole remit behind it is about rebuilding clothing manufacturing in Ireland through any means that we can. So a hub probably is the umbrella term for really what we do. So we do two things. The problem with, and now I am going to go on a rant, so you're just going to have to bear with me for
That's
a minute.
That's why we love you.
I know. You mightn't after this. So really what we did is between myself and my business partner in Fashion Connect Ireland, Jenny Earthington, what we did is that we said, okay, the biggest problem for regrowing manufacturing in Ireland is staffing. Unfortunately, in this country, there isn't training for staff for industrial machining. There's amazing courses out there for sewing machine technicians in that you can learn how to sew, you can learn how to do home dressmaker and whatever.
But not at a professional
but
level.
Not at a level that industrial machinists need to train at. So if we want to encourage more brands to either reshore their production or begin producing in Ireland and protect Made in Ireland as a label, what can we do as a nation to make that happen? My belief is that every single consumer in this country deserve the opportunity to own a piece of clothing with Made in Ireland on the label, regardless of what they buy it for, that they deserve it. They should have it. Future generations should have it. So what can we do to change the decline of that label, which has happened over the years?
And I'm delighted that you said the word decline, because I was going to ask you, where is that industry, the entire sector at the moment? How low has it gone?
It's gone incredibly low. So say, for example, going back maybe even 30 years ago, there would have been nearly up to 100 clothing manufacturing places in Dublin alone.
Oh, in Dublin, okay.
In Dublin alone.
Okay.
Throughout this country, I don't have the actual stats, but what I can tell you is that I can probably count on a hand what's left in Dublin, maybe like in a meaningful way. So what Ireland did as a country is that we decided that really the best idea was that we actually shouldn't really manufacture here. We should actually export our brands to
the Far East. Yeah, but that was cost, wasn't it? I mean,
it was down,
you know,
it was down to cost.
Yeah.
Did Italy do the very same thing, though? That's the question.
And the answer is no, isn't it?
No. And why did they not? They didn't do that because if you see Made in Italy on a label, you don't go, well, I tell you, that's going to be yellow pack price. You're going to go, okay, you're going to get quality. You're going to get a good garment and you're going to look after it. Now, that didn't happen here. So what we did is we chased low economy clothing is what we did as a nation. And we didn't protect Made in Ireland label as a brand name. So how could companies in Ireland at that time compete with that? You couldn't. You cannot, as a clothing manufacturer in Ireland, compete with low-cost manufacturing. You actually can't do it. So it's about changing that perception and starting to protect Made in Ireland label as a brand, Made in Ireland, and say, okay, so what can Made in Ireland do? Made in Ireland can make exceptionally good clothing at a really high standard. We have exceptional mills in this country that are all producing beautiful Irish woven linen and Irish woven tweed. So how can we start to look at that industry in a new way, protect it and grow it? And the only way we can do that is starting to support brands who want to make here by giving them trained staff in order to make that happen.
And is this my great friend Annalise Duffy and her pal Jenny Etherton alone, just the two of you?
Yeah.
Anybody else backing you? Is there a board, anybody, board, AD? There's nobody backing you like that? Are you getting the support of the state somewhere? Oh no, she's off again.
Why don't we just pass on that question right now, and we'll chat off air about that. Look, I think, do you know what? It takes only one idea and one person to inspire another person to get moving, and you would be amazed what you can achieve with two brains put together.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Is the state in any form helping you?
Well, we can announce today that we have just secured our first QQI accredited course in conjunction with the WWETB to deliver a 17-week training course in our facility for industrial sewing technicians for industry.
Congratulations. I was not expecting that. Obviously, it took me by surprise, except the bit. WWETB is the Educational Training Board.
Yeah.
WW being?
Being Wexford Waterford.
Well done you.
Yeah.
So 17 weeks now, that is, what level are we talking about? Who are you looking for to go in there? What are you promising them or offering them and telling them, look, come on to our course and you get a job here and you'll have a career where?
There's a number of pathways that people that come on the course can hope to achieve in the workplace. We have now a situation where we have the EU textile strategy put in place since March 2022.
I have got to say, I have not read it.
Oh, wait till I tell you all about that one then. We have that EU strategy put in place at the minute for all EU member states.
And in a nutshell, what is it saying?
Okay, basically what it's to do with, the strategy is to do with sustainability and the circular economy around textiles and manufacturing. Part of that strategy is all to do with reshoring production to local economies within the EU.
By reshoring, you mean bringing it all back home?
Bringing it back home. So that is to start to protect EU member states' garment manufacturing in their countries. And that's the first thing, which will open up more jobs within a growing sector, I believe. That's the first thing. The second thing is, as part of that strategy, it's all to do with reuse, recycle, upcycle of clothing, to actually start to slow down the effects of fast fashion globally. So that now gives an opportunity to more jobs for people that go through our course, that they can maybe get jobs in repair service industries around this country to help to slow down that. So it's very much so a community idea, in that there's so many different industries that these trained machinists can go into once they finish the course, and that they have pathways into sustainable jobs, into meaningful jobs that will also help future generations, not just the generation now, but that will actually change the mindset. Generation changes always happen. They come around in circles. But what we do have to do is we have to think of the children growing up now and helping them to connect with who made their clothes. Because when I was growing up, and the generation before me, you know, either an aunt, an uncle, whoever it was, someone in your family was working in clothing, the clothing industry in some shape or form in the production. So that we understood that People make clothes, not machines. The people run those machines. And we have to understand, and it gives you a better appreciation that people have made these clothes, so I need to appreciate what I have on my back.
And your Fashion Connect Ireland, are you just running courses? And I don't mean only running. Yeah. Is that it? Or
no, it's not. We also have a service in the other side of the building as well that will help to support emerging brands in Ireland and support them in trying to build a Made in Ireland brand.
This is exciting,
Yeah, through small-scale production for them. The idea behind that side of it is that I don't want this all to be about me. I don't want this all. I never wanted my brand. Oh, well, I'm a brand and da, da, da. No, my vision is that people will learn how to do this themselves. They will build their own brand themselves. And there will be lots of little factories around Ireland. So I can see what it was like for me again in the future, so that everybody will start to build an Irish made brand, support Made in Ireland label, as I was saying earlier in the conversation, and really move that on.
And yourself and Jenny are sitting there having a glass of tea or whatever you have.
Yeah.
And what's your thinking? Do you think that there are 5, 10, 15, 20, 200 small manufacturers that could come in? You better talk about where the location is as well, of course, but just do you think you'll get 5 people, 10 people, 100 people?
I haven't a joke. We only announced this last week at the very least. We've already taken 45 appointments to get back to about how we can help them and start to make for them so they can learn how to do this for themselves.
And when you say them, who are we talking about? You see, there are two things going on here. You're going to train young people, I presume. They're going to be youngish anyway.
Well, it doesn't matter. Age is not a barrier, no.
Cool. But that's on the industry side, to say, okay. On the other side of the young or emerging or brand new businesses, are they your 45 that you just talked about? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not bad.
So, okay, look at it this way. There is at least 24 to 26 courses graduating in fashion design every year in this country.
Are there?
So
26.
Roughly around that. So if there's that around this whole country, well, then if you break that down and say, well, how many students are leaving those courses? And a good majority of them might have to leave this country to go to other shores so they can actually apply their trade that they have learned in college. How do we keep them here?
Okay, and that's what you're doing, isn't it?
We can give them an opportunity. Think about starting your own brand.
I love that. I love the whole idea. That's why I got excited when I saw the announcement from you.
Yeah.
And you have this unit, which is where?
It's in New Ross in County Wexford. That's where we are.
And why there? And I'm not saying why not there, just why there, curious.
Why there? Well, it's close to home. That's probably
that
a good
always
one.
Helps,
yeah,
it?
It kind of does help, especially if you work the sort of hours that I work. But what it also is it's a huge catchment area within the southeast region. There has been an awful lot of investment put into the local area in New Ross. So the road structure coming in and coming out is actually exceptionally good.
With the N25.
We have the M11 coming up. So then we're a good crossroads between, say, ourselves. Waterford is only a half an hour away, and that's the corridor right down to Cork. Then we have up the other way as well, going Wexford and then right the way up towards Dublin. So the network is really, really good. And we have Nolan Transport, which is an incredible global distributor, on our doorstep as well. So it made economic sense to be in New Ross. Personally, it's just worked out for myself and my business partner, Jenny. But it was more so about, look, there's a lot going on in New Ross. The investment is there. They really want to grow the region. So it just made sense.
When will we see the first people moving into the units?
By the end of the year.
Okay.
By the end of the year.
That's very soon.
Yes,
and
of course,
when will we see our new Gunas being made? By the 1st of January or the end of January?
Oh, give me a break. No, the production will start pretty much as imminently. As soon as we get the doors open, we will start all of the above.
And but it's not you who's manufacturing this. Mary or John, who wants to make clothes, will make contact with you. They go into the place and you're building a community down there, yeah?
We are building a community. So people who are interested, get in touch and we'll see how we can help you. Look, do you know what? Clothing manufacturing is such a vast area that we can't be all things to all people. But however, we have a really strong growth strategy for the business. And our intention will be to, over the next number of years, that we will open similar hubs, all offering exactly what we're offering in this building in New Ross, around the country, building to a number of between 5 and 7 within the next number of years around the country, to start to inspire and encourage local communities to get involved. It's about really building a whole network around the whole of Ireland.
That is ambition. That is fantastic.
I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel. I'm just changing the direction of the roads. Like, I'll be honest, I am. So this has already been done. This was done as regards sustainability. From a carbon footprint, it's incredible. From a sustainability point of view, the only thing that I'm doing is I'm working from experience. I'm actually just doing what my parents and my grandparents did, in that if you have Made in Ireland brand, and then you around those Made in Ireland brands will create opportunities for link industries to service that industry as it was serviced in my parents' time, that you didn't have to go further afield to go and get your zips from. The zip manufacturers were in Ireland. The button dyers were in Ireland. The fabric was in Ireland. That wasn't sustainability in those days. That was good business. It made sense. If you ran out of zips on a Friday morning, you had it solved by the afternoon. You weren't waiting for stuff to come in. So the ultimate would be is that we can create opportunities for link industries again to service that industry. But we need to build the industry first.
And you know that we have built our community in on the Agri Business Show, and we support each other. What supports? Is there anybody out there, any types of people that you want help from, or that you'd say, God, if only we had X or Y or the support of Z, it would be fantastic?
I suppose, look, there's always going to be an ask. There's always going to be, what do you want? My ask is to get the powers that be for the government and for Enterprise Ireland and people of that ilk to really get behind this initiative and save our industry, because it needed saving a long time ago. And everybody closed their eyes and thought that it was going to be okay. Well, it wasn't okay. And it won't be okay. And we need to change it. And, you know, look, you probably asked me a question that can possibly get me irritated and angry, because I am so passionate about it.
And that's why, again, I say we love you.
Yeah, but do you know what? Sometimes it's easier to just say nothing and just say, oh, well, you know, it's the way it is. No, it's not the way it is. We can change it and we can make it happen. We need to just keep working together to actually make that happen.
Do you need capital? Do you need cash for your centre?
Oh, we always need cash for our centre. Okay. 100% we do. We always do. We need the powers that be to get behind it for the betterment of an industry, not for the betterment of a business, for a whole sector. We need that to happen. And we need to slow down. In my opinion, we need to slow down fast fashion and we need to speed up slow fashion. So that's what we really need to do. We need to change it from the idea that you design, that you make and you sell, to change that dynamic back to design, you sell, and then you make. So you're not overproducing. And we need to get to the stage that we are not overproducing for any country, for Ireland consumers, that we can actually produce what we know as an industry we can sell.
And final thing, you have to give a shout out for your own business, because that is what keeps the bread on the table.
It does.
Which is the Linen Shirt Company.
Yeah.
Anybody who wants to buy a linen shirt, actually it's perfect time. It's coming up to
It's absolutely perfect
giving
timing.
Gifts time,
yeah,
type
gifting,
of thing.
Yeah, gifting.
And they will find you online at
linenshirtcompany.ie. And we're through retailers curated up in Kildare Village, White Room, Kenmare, Dingle, Kilkenny Design, the Kilkenny shops. They can find us in there as well. But do you know what? If you can't find us, give me a ring, because I tell you, I talk to anybody, so I'll always answer the phone.
That is true. Final question. You know what I'm going to ask you?
I do.
Who would Annalise Duffy hire in a heartbeat?
Well, you see, I can do two things. I can either put my linen shirt company hat on, but I've already hired anybody that I could possibly want. So that's covered. As regards Fashion Connect Ireland, I suppose the person that I would hire in a heartbeat would be Dirk van Dergen, who is the head of the EU strategy for textile and sustainability. So he would be the man who believes entirely in nearshoring production, in cutting down on fast fashion. So all of the above, yeah, I want him on my side big time.
Sounds good. And have you met with Dirk? Have you been in contact with Dirk?
Oh, no, but I'm on the way now.
Oh, good, good, good. Dirk, when she says she's on the way,
yeah, I know,
she's on the way.
Yeah, it means I'm coming.
Annalise is coming for you, Dirk.
I am, 100%, yeah. 100%.
Annalise Duffy, do not leave it so long till the next time, because we want to know when your first people go in, and bring those people on. And we'll have a chat and see whether we can support them and see, as you say, whether we can get this industry going. I'd love that. I would love that as a legacy for that great business show. Yeah.
But what are you saying is I would love that. So I'm looking forward to that, because this, I told you 2.5 years ago, I was doing this. Come hell or high water, this was going to happen. So this is not that, oh, well, it was a bit of a dream. No, no, no. I wasn't telling you it was a bit of a dream. This is what we were going to be doing, whether we got the money or not.
You did, and you did. And congratulations again, Annalise Duffy. Thank you so much for joining us on That Great Business Show. And that is it from That Great Business Show, episode 161. Great.
If it's for sale, it's on daft.ie, Ireland's number one property website. Whether you're looking for your first home or planning your next move, make sure you're on daft.ie, the best place to buy or sell in Ireland.
De Facto, the revolutionary shaving oil, changing the face of shaving. For the smoothest shave of your life, just add water. No more lathering up or cleaning up afterward. Just add a few drops of water and you're ready to go. De Facto's blend of all natural oils hydrates and protects your skin. No more razor burns or irritation. A spa treatment for your face. Perfect for all skin types and lasts so much longer than traditional foams or gels. De Facto, a shaving revolution. Just add water. Available from selected pharmacies and from defactoshave.com.
It's all go, let Chrissy know on thatgreatbusinessshow.com.
That great business show.
Business insights, you've just heard them. And inspiration, you've just heard them. All thanks to our sponsor, daft.ie, Ireland's number one property website. If you're looking for your first home, or maybe you're looking to upsize or downsize, make sure you visit daft.ie to find the next place you call home. Sign up for those email updates and we will send you your own personal copy of the podcast. That address is thatgreatbusinessshow.com. And that's where to go if you would like to advertise with us as well. We record here at the Dublin South Podcast Studios, where the sound quality is always, listen to this one, Annalise, stitch perfect. Tailoring our sound today is studio engineer Lee Brennan, and later on, head of sound design. See, I really do work these ones. And studio manager Peter Rice will run his measuring tape over our handiwork to make sure we remain the world's best sounding business podcast. So from me, Conal O'Moran, buíochas to you all, agus slán tamall.